Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
The Ruth Sukow Park, Earlville, Iowa. One of the cement plates standing in the park holds an image of the house she lived in here in Earlville. A little white house now long gone. What's here is a little commemorative park someone keeps up. Doesn't require much, I suppose. An old-fashioned merry-go-round stands just beyond the picnic tables, the kind of machine that scared me long ago when some big kid would push and push until we'd sail around so fast I started to believe that if I didn't fall off, my stomach would. Almost nothing of a path around it, however. Where a circle of deep ruts ran around the one in the park I remember. This thing looks unused. Behind it, barely visible, is an old pump, just waiting to bang its way into a lawsuit. It might well have been the very pump Ruth Sukow used to get water a century ago on the street and in this place. The Ruth Sukow Park reminds me of a story nobody who's hearing this likely ever read. Homecoming captures the bitter sweetness that seeps in with pastels of childhood reminiscence. At first, Bess is delighted to be back, lost in the parade of old-timers, each of whom triggers a memory that might otherwise have been lost. And then, unexpectedly, she discovers her old flame, Charlie, who is no longer the kid without whom she once could not have imagined her life, or any life at all. And for a time, Bess moves hopelessly back in time to a reunion she hadn't planned or anticipated. Charlie's wife happens to be gone, which gives Sukow some space to develop what she wants to examine. The dark delight of nostalgia, maybe, but even more, the impossibility of forgetting one's first love. Bess is drawn back into a blessed childhood relationship completely and forever gone. She knows it, but she loves it. She relives it with equal doses of childhood joy and grown-up sadness. But she also knows those memories are hers alone, and therefore sacred. Homecoming ends with Bess's painful realization that she's not home in the old place, even though something very close to the heart of who she will always be still plays magically along the creek where she and Charlie long ago fished minnows. Coming home is a secret treasure no one else can know, not even her husband. How does one care for some precious thing no one else will ever know? In Earlville, Iowa, Ruth Sukow's little park reminds me of that story and of Ruth Sukow herself, a writer born and reared here in Haywarden. For me, to sit at one of the picnic tables felt like a homecoming, even though I'd never stopped in Earlville before. It was a return to Sukow's small-town Midwestern realities, most of which have lost savor among today's reading public. For a decade or more, she was a Book of the Month Club star. But that's all history now. What's left is a corner park in Earlville, Iowa, and here and there a library copy of a novel or two. Aficionados like me can still sit right there on a picnic bench and read a story or two, maybe more, right there where she drew water a century ago. It's not a big park, but neither was a lot, I suppose. But it was good to sit there for a time and think through thoughts that can't be shuffled quickly. If you're coming across Iowa, it's 2 minutes off Highway 20. Won't cost you much time. Who knows, you might like it. Might even like her. Do me a favor. If you stop, give that merry-go-round a spin. Put some ruts in that thick grass. Make the place look lived in. That'd be nice.
Now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and clover, when she comes walking over. Now I've been waiting to show her crimson and clover.